Blog Talk Radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Everyone, what a wonderful world it is. Here we are on the Sacred Embers Network tonight with Healing Messages from Beyond. And this is Brenda Pierce. I get to be the co-host tonight, and along with Lynn Leesdale and DC Love. Our other usual member, Jan, is off tonight. And so I am riding shotgun with these two amazing women and excited to be here. So welcome, Lynn, and welcome, DC.
Hello, Brenda. It's wonderful to be with you. I'm losing my voice. I was just outside. It's really cold. Lynn has actually just lost her audio, so I'm going to read her messages. She's going to type. And she's going to give readings, but she's going to type them, and I'm going to read them. But Sue was not able to join us tonight, and we sent her love, and we're so honored, Brenda, that you jumped in and, you know, you're riding shotgun. What a great evening it's going to be. I'm just so excited.
It is. It's wonderful, and no matter how we can have Lynn here with us, we're going to take it because she has some amazing work that she shares and imparts with her wisdom and her readings through her connections with the divine. And I'm going to be doing some angel card readings, and, of course, DC, your intuitive psychic abilities are awesome as always. Whether you have your voice or not, it is cold outside. But this is the right place to be all snuggled up here with us tonight, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome, Brenda. And I'm just, you know what, I don't know what's going on, but today's been a little bit unusual. I've had Joan Rivers around me. I've had Lucille Ball. So I don't know what's going on. I can't promise you that it's going to be like the same kind of night that we usually have because these energies are so strong right now. So I'm just, what I'm getting is put your seatbelt on. You may be going for a hell of a ride as you join us.
Exactly. Well, and we know that when we are having all these cosmic connections, because that's when the technical stuff goes awry. So no surprise that something is, amok here, and we're going to have a hell of a good time. And Spirit is going to allow us to have some amazing adventures. So I'm so excited. So do you have any special messages to impart tonight so far?
You know, I actually don't because Joan Rivers and Lucille Ball were in my head the whole time, and I was trying to get dinner on the table. So I'm just hoping that we we deliver with the people, you know, what they want to hear. And Joan is still talking in my head, and Ginger's trying to pull her to the side. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds like a plan. And as always, would you like to do a little bit of a healing circle so that we can start the energies off in a beautiful flow of connectivity?
Yes, that would be awesome. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay. So, everyone, I'd love, as we do on our Saturday afternoons when we do E-Factor for the Soul, we start with a Reiki healing circle. And as guest host tonight, I really feel that we need to have this. You know, the more healing, the more love we can share on the planet, the better the world is. So imagine all of you taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Slow and deep. Let it all out. And feel yourself sink down into your body and relax. If you're still feeling kind of connected to the everyday hubbub, let's take another deep breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Imagine our hands, right palm up and left palm down. If you can't do it physically, at least imagine that your hand is slipping into the hand of the next person nearest to you, wherever they are located, around the world, creating this beautiful vortex of healing and love. And together, we take a deep breath in collectively and out. And from our heart space, imagine into the center of the circle, we are beaming from our heart space, beautiful loving light, crystalline, gold, silver, pink. Whatever that sparkles and shimmers in your mind's eye, that's the color of the energy we're going to share with each other. And as you share out to the circle, you receive back 100-fold, 1,000-fold, as many, many times as many people that join this healing circle now in the present, or in the future, or just know about this and collectively join. We welcome all hearts, all souls, all love. In this moment, there is no race, nor creed. There's no space or distance or time. Just love. And imagine right now, the universal life force energy of Reiki is infusing down, around, through, supporting, holding us, gracing us with energy healing to break through the pain, fear, anxiety triangle that so many of us live in, lifting us and helping us to achieve a place of peace in this moment of now. We thank the universal life force energy. We thank all of you who are receiving and joining us in the giving and sharing. As such, imagine that we are surrounded by all those that we revere, the sacred and ascended masters around us, near us, with us, supporting us, helping us in this moment of now to find the peace that we achieve when we join together in united joy in this experience of now. And so it is. And such, the healing circle has now been activated. And we are here. Oh, good. Glad you liked it. Okay. So we have a full house of people here who are joining us in the studio, raising their hands and looking for some attraction, action, and whatever it is we can get into tonight. Are you ready, Dee?
Yes. I'm ready. I believe Lynn is ready. We're ready to go here.
Okay, yep, Lynn, you got your fingers ready? Oh,
yep,
good. There she is. Back in action.
Yeah. Yay.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, strap on your seatbelts. We're ready to rock and roll. So first up is area code 708. Tell us your first name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm from Chicago.
Cindy from Chicago, welcome to the show. How can we
Thank
help you?
You
tonight?
Hi, GC, it's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Very nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to know how close we are. at this point?
Okay. I'm getting like things are sort of like almost like falling into place, but they're not exactly where they need to be. Does that make a little sense to you?
Kind of, I guess.
Okay, I'm just getting like you don't have like all the pieces of the puzzle, in other words.
Okay.
And you've been waiting like a really, really long time. Okay?
Yes.
So what I'm getting is you've just got to, you know, you've got to be patient. You've got to have a sense of humor, Cindy, about all of this. Okay? And just go with the flow. I'm getting go with the flow. I know it's been, like, quite a while. And I was thinking of you today because you had shared with me about a star that had reincarnated and, you know, and we're sort of like a walk-in. And that star, I saw him on TV.
Yeah.
I saw him on TV last night and today. So I was thinking about you last night and today.
It's funny because everybody does that sees him. They always send me email messages. I saw him.
Well, he actually was like looking at me through the TV. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I bet you think he's going to call in. I was telling him, you know.
Yeah.
So just hang in there and... And I'm getting little hearts are around you, and I'm getting soon. I'm getting the, you know, the word soon.
Okay?
Yeah. And this is going to be, like, really, really cool because it's sort of like the second time around is what I'm getting, okay?
Second time around for
and
what?
And I'm getting the possibility of anything. It could be commitments. It could be marriage. It could be just moving in together. But all the doors are open there.
Okay.
Okay, so please just hang in there.
Okay, is he still healing? Is that what it is?
I don't know if it's a healing or if he's still, like, not sure of everything.
Okay.
Because when I get the look of your, you know, that star's eyes, the way he was looking at me, I'm getting, you just have to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more understanding.
Okay.
Okay, of him. And... You know, it's just you've got to watch that you don't try to push him, like, too far too fast is what Ginger's saying. Okay?
I'm not doing anything like that at all. Nope.
Okay, because Joan Rivers...
I'm letting him come to me.
Joan Rivers is with you. She's saying, hang in there, Cindy, you know? And she's saying, you know what? I love your style. She's saying, you know what, girl? She's saying, women in California, they get scared. Really? A guy flashes you, they go to the police. He's flashing. In New York, a guy flashes you. You took out your embroidery hoop and you played ring toss. You know, so she said, you're not the type of girl that's going to run, you know. So get ready to play ring toss, you know. When he's flashing you.
That is so funny.
Sorry. Like I said, I never promised anybody a rose garden tonight. Like I said, Joan has been around me. There's been Lucy. Ball, so it is what it is. I'm going to turn you over to the other two ladies. Love you, Cindy.
Okay, thank you, DC.
Okay, I'll never think of ring toss the same again, I tell you.
I know, me neither. I'm going to start laughing every time I hear it.
Lynn, do you want to step in? What have you been getting?
Sure. I got a plant symbol come in for you, Cindy. The sacred basil plant came in. And so I looked it up to see what we were getting. And it has a lot to do when it's used medicinally to alleviate stress. So I would ask if you have been feeling a lot of stress and anxiety lately?
Oh, yes. Very much.
Okay. Now,
The
spiritual meaning used to be that basil was associated with hatred. And to grow, to make the hatred grow, it had to be, the plant had to be sown with swear. You had to swear and rant when you planted it in order to get the hate. It was like casting a spell. And then later, it became a symbol of love. So that's just a strange little transition for it. I don't know which meaning applies to you, though. Is there somebody that you're feeling you want to cast a little hatred their way?
Oh, no.
You're trying to attract their love, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time that I would be with him.
Are you going to hang from a rope to... I'm sorry, hon?
He has come back as a walk-in, and he lives right upstairs from me.
Okay. Are you going to hang from a rope until this guy comes around?
No.
Do you think?
No.
Okay. Well, it's getting a little Shakespearean, I'm feeling. I wouldn't put my life on hold for this guy. And even if he is a walk-in, it may be that the purpose for his coming in hasn't been made quite clear. I'm just saying, if you have other opportunities for romance, I would take them, hon. But anyway, the sacred basil plant comes in, and it's actually an herb you can use for stress and anxiety. And if you are feeling a lot of stress, lemon balm's really good to take that edge off, if that is something you're able to take.
Okay.
Just try a little cup of tea that you make with lemon balm. I think, I don't know if we're allowed to say brand names, but I think the Celestial Seasoning Tea has lemon balm in it, the Sleepy Time stuff. So you could try that. Just see if that doesn't take the edge off the nerves. But I just feel, hon, that the waiting you're doing is starting to take a toll on you mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Are you saying he's not sure about their connection or what?
To be very honest, as our friend Ryan says, I have to call a spade a spade. It feels as though you're kind of knocking on a door that isn't going to open anytime soon. And I hate to see you waste your precious gift of this wonderful journey, you know. So anyway, think about that. And if you really think he's going to come around, and just tell me to, you know, bugger off, and you just follow your heart, because that's what I'm getting. But I just give that to you to ponder, okay?
Because we are very close to being together.
Okay. I do wish you well. I'm getting a funny feeling that you're going to be doing more waiting than you really is good for you. Anyway, hon, that I'll turn you over to Brenda and see what Brenda picks up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. And you know what popped up for you in the angel deck of that I use, the oracle cards from Doreen Virtue, is joy. Joy is the highest vibration of energy that we can get here on this earth. And so it sounds like, yes, you have this walk-in connection upstairs who, you know, that you're reconnecting to in this life plane. And I feel joy, you feel some joy in regards to the potentials of what this relationship can lead to. Am I right?
Right. He's my twin flame.
Yes. So it fills you with joy. And,
absolutely.
You know, yes. So focus more on joy and just keeping your vibe really high. And the higher you can, you know, love and above, like love on the scale of consciousness is about 500. Joy is about 1,000. And so you need to just keep focusing on joy. Every time you take a deep breath, if you can say a little joy, 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 it'll help raise you up and will help you to reconnect with your twin flame in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, we are very close now as far as when we see each other, I can tell what he feels. He knows how I feel. I think it's just a matter of the timing when he's ready to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, though. One thing. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm just saying, though, if you want to accelerate it, just keep thinking joyful thoughts and just go, joy, I'm filled with joy. I am so thankful and happy and joyful that I have this connection, this reconnection here. And you, by raising your vibrational set point up a little higher than what it is right now, it will actually accelerate the process.
I have a question. Why is it that different people get different things? Like, Lynn, she just told me I'd be waiting forever for him.
Yeah.
And you and DC see the opposite.
Well, I think the thing is, though, and here's the thing that I have found through my experiences, is that you can choose to change the outcome of no matter what we say, depending on your thoughts. So you can, we give you the readings based on the vibe at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you always are in the driver's seat. You can change the outcome. We can give you the readings, but you have total control as to the outcome. So if there might have been some, you know, some hesitancy in your thinking, then that can dispel things the other way. But if you, in the next split second, you think, you know, joyful thoughts as you're thinking about your soulmate, that actually swings the pendulum the other way. So there's the two sides to every coin, and, you know, two out of three is not bad.
Well, I actually have a mentor that I've been working with very closely, and she said that union is very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not making a move for him. I'm not, you know, bringing anything up because it's up to him now. It's for him to come to me.
Yeah. But you can future pave it by really thinking that this is a done deal. It's sealed. Bring your vibe up, because if you keep if it's fine for him to make the first move, but you energetically can do things from your side that can make the everything move that much faster.
Absolutely, yes. And I do meditate every single night.
Oh, good, good, good.
And I know that's helping you heal as well. Yeah. Great, well, thank you very much.
So, you are very welcome, and thank you for being with us, and all the best. And keep smiling and be joyful and shake your booty.
Thank you.
All righty, girls. You ready? Let's move on to area code 951. Hi, welcome to the show. Give us your first name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What can we do for you tonight?
I wanted to see if you could turn over a couple of cards for me.
Yep, we can. Okay. Let me just clear the energy.
Nathaniel, hi. It's great to talk to you again. I just want to let you know that the angels they're giving me a word for you, and it's abundance. Okay?
Awesome.
And you've got to feel the abundance before it comes to you. Feel it as if it's already here. And know that abundance is your birthright, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Allow the angels to help you to connect with this beautiful flow of prosperity and abundance. It's being sent from heaven. And we also have Archangel Raphael coming forward, because I feel like you're in need of a little bit of healing as well, okay?
Okay.
But he's here with you too, Nathaniel, to give you some energetic healing. And I'm also getting, you know, you've been waiting for answers. Just follow the guidance that you get, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, there's like so many angels now, they're coming in around you, Nathaniel. There's not a limit on how many angels could come in at one time and help you, okay?
Okay.
If you feel that, you know, you need more angels, please ask them to come in. I'm getting more blessings are coming your way. And you could send some of those angels around your family members, your friends as well, okay? But your team is with you at this moment, and they're saying, we're going to walk with you every step of the way, Nathaniel. Okay?
Can we send someone with my brother for joy and happiness and health?
Yes. Waves of love and healing and happiness and protection, all of that is being sent to him as well. Okay? And just know that you're not alone. The angels have your back. There's going to be happy times ahead of you. You've got to stay positive. You've got to be optimistic about your future, hon, okay? Really, you know, get in touch with those with those dreams. You know, dream those dreams. And just believe that, you know, that they're manifesting, because I'm getting, they're manifesting, and there's so many opportunities coming your way as well. Okay?
Okay.
And I also see you going forward, you know, on your beautiful spiritual path, and you're not walking alone. I see, you know, there's a divine team of angels with you. Okay? And Archangel Metatron is coming in, and he's using his Merkabah or his Metatron's cube. And you're going to see that things manifest a lot faster than you would have thought, like, humanly possible. Okay? Archangel Michael, he's been with you for a while. He's still with you to really help to have the courage that you need to go ahead. So this is sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel, hon, okay?
Okay.
Don't be afraid to go forward on your path. Do not be afraid to dream your dreams. And if you, you know, feel like you're rejected by someone, do not let it devalue who you are, okay? Because the angels are saying, you know, others have different opinions of you, different perceptions, but it doesn't matter. Because their perception that the angel does not define who you are. Their perception does not define what you can become. Because God, Nathaniel, has created you. He's created each of us. And you have these amazing, unique talents and abilities. And you are a person of value, hon, okay?
Yeah, it's not my opinion of what it is. I don't have nothing to do with other people's opinion.
Yes. And just be the beautiful person that you know that you are. Okay, and go forward on that amazing path. Okay, God created you for some beautiful. And I'm hearing from the angels, please do not settle. Do not settle in your life, okay?
Okay.
Because there is so much to look forward to. Okay? And all of the sort of the hurdles that you see, you know, in your mind that you need to really, like, overcome, guess what? You put them there so you can take them away as fast as you put them there. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that.
So just know that you are a reflection of the choices that you make. And, you know, you're an amazing, beautiful person. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy every moment. And just get ready for an amazing future, hon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and you are making a difference in the world just by being here, Nathaniel. Thank you.
You're awesome.
Okay, Brenda or Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, are you ready?
Yeah, I can jump in. Yep, hello. Nathaniel, when I listen to you speaking, I feel very, very heavy in my heart chakra area. Do you mind if I ask, are you going through something right now?
Well, I'm staying at my brother's, and, you know, sometimes he's a little bit controlling, but his wife is Chinese, and I think she misses China, and she doesn't understand America a bit, but... So sometimes she's kind of dry and rigid.
Okay, hon. What I did, I've got a book on shamanism here, and I felt drawn to open it just for a message for you. And it brought up a section on the sweat lodge. And I don't think what I'm suggesting is not that you go and seek out a sweat lodge ceremony. But
I go to the jacuzzi and steam room and swimming. So that's kind
sure.
of is that kind of like what you might be thinking of?
I'd say so. I think the intention is what is the most important thing, right? So if that's the machine you've got to work with, then you go for it. And anyway, this is the message that comes through here. It calls for ceremony with you, like to get a regular meditation practice going. And I also wrote down soul retrieval, I think is an important practice for you. And the message comes up here about the sweat lodge. You have felt the presence of the ancients, the expansion of self, and the peace. You know now what a true ceremony should be, for as you felt the power of the lodge, so will others, regardless of belief. The Sweat Lodge speaks to us all. It speaks to all people in the language of their own beliefs, and thus it becomes a universal truth. So then use the lodge as a tool, a doorway for physical and spiritual renewal and cleansing, and a pathway to expansion, and a vehicle to the worlds of the unseen and the eternal. I think they're asking you to go deep, my friend. Okay. Go online, look up soul retrieval, try a few of those practices, and see if that doesn't help you, I think, get some answers to the things that are driving you right now. The heart, I got a horrible heaviness in my heart from what you're going through. I also got the name, it's either Liddy or Leddy, or Luddy, I can't make it out, but it's an L-Y kind of name. Does that pull anything in for you?
I'm not sure right now, but it'll come to me later.
Okay. Well, think of the sound of that name, and it may make sense to you later. So I'll put you over to Brenda, and I'm sending you a real blast of just a good energy. Feel like you can do with it. Okay?
Sweet. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. You're welcome. Nathaniel, you know, I want to share with you, as Lynn had brought up about the heaviness around the heart, believe it or not, the heart chakra card came up. And so it can mean various things. It can mean that there is some physical blockage with your heart or in your heart, or there is, the heart is a healing center of the body. And you're not in a, you know, as was revealed through Lynn's discussion with you, that you're not in a free and easy space to express yourself and be to feel comfortable in. So your heart chakra is something that you really need to work on. And Lynn gave you some great advice on that. So continue on and just know that that's confirmation for you that. That is coming through loud and proud. The second card that came up is the blessing in disguise. So there's something in your situation right now that is a blessing in disguise. So even in the midst of the blockages and pain that you're experiencing, there must be some bright spot there that is keeping you there. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So really, even in the midst of the darkness and the pain and the discouragement that comes across, really hone in on the blessing and be very, very thankful for that, as I'm sure you are, and just know that the angels are recognizing that for you. And then the third card that popped is there's nothing to worry about. So there sounds like a real heaviness in your heart. And it feels like it's a reflection of some thoughts that you're having that you're concerned about. Am I right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So the angels want you to know that there's nothing to worry about and to give you the reassurance that the universe really does have your back.
Well, that's awesome. Just awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So that's all I have for you, and I hope that you've got something of great value from the three of us tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll say a prayer for all of you. You're really awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So thank you for being with us tonight, and many blessings.
Okay. Good night.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, good job. Let's go on. Next up is area code 918. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Hi, guys. Nice to see you again.
Oh, you too.
Yeah,
do you have a question?
Big happy family.
Oh, I'm just basically wondering what messages my angels have for me tonight.
Okay, great. Well, the first thing I want to ask you, the angels have been really, like, monitoring you, Karen. I feel like you're a little bit more tired than usual. I feel like there's stress there that you've really got to get rid of. You've got to, you know, really learn to relax a little bit more. You've got to slow down. You've got to be able to recharge. Okay? Does that make
yeah.
sense to you? Okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying part of the reason that you're tired is because you really have got to follow your soul's longing, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
Really think about what it is that you want to do. I'm getting that you have all these things going on in your head, and there's going to be something new that you're going to focus on. It could be a new course of study. It could be so many different things, okay? But you are an earth angel, and you're here to be, you know, of service to others. And, Karen, you're doing such a great job that I see a lot of happiness coming your way, okay?
That's
You've got
great.
Amazing,
thank you.
An amazing and beautiful energy, and you have a beautiful divine team as well. You're going to get over all of those obstacles and hurdles that you've been seeing, okay? And you've had a lot going on, and that's why I feel like that's where the stress is coming in. All
yeah.
Going to end really quickly, okay? Difficult, you know, times that you've had, the angels are showing me, and they are now behind you, Karen, okay?
Okay.
So this is going to be a beautiful time, and you're going to use all those God-given talents, okay? And just please think about what it is that you like to do creatively. Get started. I'm even getting there may be people locally that would love to connect with you, like in your area. And the angels are going to help you in whatever way that you choose to bring your gifts into the world, okay?
Yeah, I think I've been meeting some good people lately. And,
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, one lady really is interested in connecting, meeting and stuff like that, so... we'll see what happens.
Yes. Yes. You're doing an amazing job. Just keep doing, you know, what you're doing. Don't stop now. Okay? And dream.
Okay. Dream
what you really want to do. And, you know, get rid of those small dreams. Because you're saying, come on, Karen, dream big. Dream really, really big. Okay? See yourself
okay.
on a grand stage. You've got, a crowd of people that are there. And they're here to... to hear what you have to say to them, Karen. Okay?
Great.
You have the ability to manifest all of those dreams that you have. And the
okay.
angels are going to help you. They're going to be there with you. Okay? And
all right.
In order for this new part of your life to begin, this new chapter, you sort of have to make room for it. You've got to let go of all the stuff that no longer serves you.
Okay.
Okay? Be a lot of changes coming again. They're going to come really quickly. And you're going to find yourself maybe on a path that you couldn't even have dreamed. So get ready for all the good stuff coming your way, Karen. And with all that good stuff, getting abundance is going to be yours as well.
That's great.
There's going to be abundance as well. But you've got to take care of yourself. I'm getting that, like, right now you're a little bit too stressed. You're really tired. And you've got to make sure you take the best, okay? And
I think
have you been hearing?
I think a lot of the tiredness is that I've been feeling grief because Lenny died, and this is the time that I, you know, I feel like the anniversary is coming and. It's
okay.
Sometimes things, my feelings come back, so
okay.
I have to deal with that. And then, But I know he's with me.
He's with you, and he's saying there's no need for the sadness, Karen.
Okay?
The last thing he wants you to do is be sad.
All right.
Okay. If you listen really closely, you're going to actually hear him saying your name. Because
oh,
you do
I know
have the gift of...
he's there. Their I
audience.
Can feel him.
You can feel him.
I think he's got pretty insistent about that today.
And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Brenda and to Lynn, and thank you so much for calling in tonight, Karen.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Okay, Karen. This is Lynn.
Hi.
Have you got a Henry or a Hank on the other side that would be with you?
He tiny chance somebody goes by the name H.E.
Okay.
His name is Henry.
Okay. And is this someone who is on crossed? Karen?
Uh-huh.
This is someone who has crossed?
Yes.
Crossed over?
It would have been probably a year ago, 2 years ago.
Okay. I can feel the energy is with you, and the message comes through with this person, or this, what have been known as Henry or Hank?
Yeah, I didn't know anybody who was named Hank, but I didn't know an H.E.
Okay, so that
his name
would be,
was Henry, and
okay,
we
Henry,
were briefly, we were good friends, but it was many years ago.
Well, that's okay. I don't think time matters much to those guys. So Henry, Hank is out, Henry is in. Okay. Through Henry, he's saying... He's quoting Star Wars in a weird way. He's saying, let the force be with you. And the message is coming through that makes me feel that there's something you want to reach out for, and you're stopping yourself, or you're letting other people stop you for some reason. Does that make sense for you, hon?
Yeah, it's more that the idea of that I'm not ready for it yet. Stopping me.
That's you then.
And so I'm
okay.
Preparing. I feel like
Alrighty.
I need a lot of prep before I get into this. And
okay, well,
probably,
that's good. You're miles ahead then, because you know that. You're aware of it. So it's not something that you're like, I feel weird, but I don't know why. You know why. So you're just going to take that little bit of time. I would put some time into my spiritual practice if I were you, because Henry's around you, and I think if you can go deep a little bit and start to connect with your loved ones on the other side, you're going to start to feel them and maybe hear them. You develop the clairs, you know, as you go. So I would put, while you're developing the force, getting the force aligned to go and have that romantic thing happen, while you're doing that, take the time to work on your spiritual practice, okay, and connect with the team that's helping you, okay, the ones you may not be seeing them, hearing them, or feeling them yet, but I think if you work on it, you will. And that's
I've been communicating with them.
Good.
I have a divine team, angels and spirits, and I know they help me.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't get by without them.
Yeah, I would just keep going to the next level with your spiritual education and just keep on going, because it never, ever comes to an end. Just keep on learning. Okay, and that's what I've got for you, Karen. Oh, sorry. Hello?
No, this is DC. That when she talks about one of her angels, Lenny, it's actually Leonard Nimoy. And when you said Henry, I saw Leonard Nimoy quoting Shakespeare. Henry the
Fifth. Okay.
Cool.
That's fact.
Yeah, I don't think he, I was just thinking he was a character, one of the characters that was, might have been Henry the Seventh or something like that.
I
can't remember.
Yeah, he was, yep. So that's what that was. So you were really, you were right spot on there, Lynn. That was awesome.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Now, Lenny's been trying to cheer me up because I've been sad about him.
Yeah.
But he's not, you know what, he's having a beautiful time where he is. And he's saying, you've got to, like, clear out that mind and really get rid of the old Karen. You can hear when he talks to you. You're clear audience. So you've got to start listening, okay? And you're actually going to hear him speaking to you.
I have some. I have quite a bit today.
Okay.
He's been joking and he's been teasing me and he's been telling me that he loves me.
Beautiful.
And
that's nice. Nice. Well, my card for you.
I've had arguments with my husband, so it just kind of threw some things off kilter, but.
Well, I
hope he knows how I love him so much.
Yeah. Well, my card is for you is time to go, which means it's time to really change these things up and move forward. It means it's time to, you know, it's your dress rehearsal days are over, and it's time to really move forward and not let the past drag you back. The veil between the world is thin, as you know, and that communication is something that is readily available when you access it. The more you access it, the more you receive of it. But as much as you love Lenny, Leonard Nimoy is, like DC says, he's having a good time on the other side. Death is not an ending. It's the beginning of an incredible other chapter in our life. And if we keep remorsing over certain pieces of it, then of life, then it holds them back. So, you know, in order, and that might be why you've been having some arguments with them. You might be holding them back. So
I've been having arguments with my husband.
Oh, your husband, too. Well, that can hold things back, too. You know, it's time to think about moving forward in life. So you have your wonderful husband who's with you here. It's time to really embrace that aspect of your life and keep moving forward. And, you know, understand that whatever in the past that's been holding you back, it's time to really let go and let God and move forward and enjoy the rest of your life in this space of life for as long as you have it. So, you know, There you go. That's what I got for you.
Okay.
Wonderful. So anything else we can do for you, Karen? Thanks for being with us. Okay, ladies. Let's move on to area code. Let's see. 310. Let's move 310. I'm just going to bring you on. Can you give us your name and your location? Area code 310, you're up. They must be on mute. Okay. We'll put you back. And, okay, so anybody else who'd like to call into the studio tonight, 646-564-9868, press 1 on your keypad, and that tells us that you would love to join us in the studio and receive a reading. So don't be shy.
Brenda?
And, yes?
Oh, I do
yes,
see
Lynn?
A bunch more callers on my board. Do you not?
Yeah, no, I do. I just skipped down a bit.
Oh, you do see them.
I've been overwhelmed by the number of people here, so we're just going to go back up. I was at the bottom of the panel.
Okay, sorry.
So,
I thought we had different screens or something.
No.
We're all live and we're all here and we're all rocking the board here. So let's go to area code 929. There we go, 929, you're live. Who do we have with us?
Hello, good night, ladies. My name is Soraya. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Soraya. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
taking
my call.
And what can we do for you? Yeah, we're happy to.
This morning I had a dream of an elderly lady, never met her before in waking life. And I saw myself bending over to help fix her shoes, and I could feel her hand press in my crown while she's holding on to me while I'm fixing her shoes. Can you give me insight into that?
We will do our darndest to help you out with that messaging. So, DC, you're up. What did you receive?
Well, you know what, Soraya? This is DC. And as you said, like she put her hand on the crown, the top of your head, I actually felt like trying to help you to make up your mind about things. Okay, does that make sense to you? Because the angels are trying to guide you in a different direction. And I feel like you have fears, you have worries, and you're really like, you know, like you're hesitant about going forward and the changes that are, you know, about to happen.
Right.
But this is going to be a beautiful new direction. It's going to be filled with happiness. I don't know if you've ever talked to a dog, but my dog Ginger is in as well. And she's, you know, Soraya, some people talk to animals, but not many listen to them. That's the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got to trust your instincts, just like an animal would, and they're going to guide you through the situation. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe at times you might feel a little lost, but you're never going to, you know, stray away from your path, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, come to your senses. Stop thinking so much. Oh, my gosh. You know, stop thinking. At least, you know, stop trying to figure out everything right now at the same time. And she's saying, you're really analytical. You use the left side of your brain, but there's another side of your brain, the right side of the brain, and that's where the imagination is. And she's saying, please use that side of your brain as well. And she's saying, also use your ears, your eyes, and your nose, because they, too, help you to gather information. Okay? You've got a beautiful path. And I'm getting that, you know, like the angels have been trying to get your attention. Are you thinking about something relating to business? Because I see something like really expanding around you.
Yes. I'm actually looking to change occupation right now.
Okay. Well, you've got the knack for some kind of a business. Okay? You're a very hard worker. You're dedicated. I'm getting there's going to be rewards coming your way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And as, you know, as time goes on, your business is going to really start to grow, and you're going to see the money start to really flow in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are with you. They're going to help you, you know, whatever you're needing. And they're saying, you know, you're doing a great job. Just do what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to stay grounded and focus on what you're wanting, because I'm getting opportunities are coming your way, okay? So it's really important that you use all your instincts like an animal would. And, yeah, and just, you know, ask the angels to help you. They're going to be there with you. And above all, just, you know, try to stay in a place of joy and a place of peace, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And Ginger's saying, you know what, girlfriend, breathe. Just calm down. Breathe. You know? And that's going to find your way as well. So, Soraya, I am so happy to connect with you. I'm going to turn you over to Brenda and to Lynn. And make sure that you stay in touch with us and let us know what's going on, okay?
I definitely will. And tell Ginger, I said thank you, because I also have a dog and 5 cats. So you are correct.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. Lynn, are you up next?
I am, yeah. I actually looked up the symbolism of shoes in dreams. and what they mean for us. So shoes are symbols of your own personal determination to head in a particular direction. They tend to link to a wish to put a lot of effort into achieving something immediately. Often a lack of shoes shows that you wish you could head in the direction that you want. The fact that the shoes were being put on you, I think helped.
I was helping the lady with her shoe, the older lady.
You were helping her. I got that wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it seems to me that you're helping someone achieve something of the. I'll just carry on a little with what that means. In general, shoes represent your approach to life. Wearing shoes in your dreams suggests that you are well-grounded or down-to-earth. It also represents your convictions about your beliefs. It doesn't say anything about putting shoes on somebody else. However, I usually tend to go to the simplest connection, and that would be that I think you're helping, it represents you're helping someone else achieve something in their life path. Are you doing that? Is that resonating for you?
I hope that's what I'm doing. Because I've been trying to figure out what was my purpose with this. What is it that I'm doing?
Okay, let me just pull a little message from another book that I have that I use here, and I'll just pull up a message for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh gosh, this is wonderful. Make the decision to serve wherever you go and to whomever you see. As long as you are serving, you are receiving. The more you serve, the more confidence you will gain in the miraculous effects of this principle of life. And as you enjoy the reciprocity, your ability to serve will also increase. That's what I pulled up for you.
Whew, I got goosebumps.
Pretty bang on, eh? I love those divining tools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've got for you. And I hope... I think Brenda will be filled that out nicely, and we'll see what comes up for them with Brenda.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
you're
I'm excited.
Welcome.
Thank you, Lynn and BC. You guys have put a really good foundation down for what I'm going to be sharing. First of all, it feels like there's a really heavy situation on your heart and in your mind. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the very, very first card that came up for you is, and just like Nathaniel, there's nothing to worry about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when we have heavy issues, they really, really hold us back and hold us stuck and hold us in the
mm-hmm.
matrix and really mm-hmm. stop us from moving forward into the resolution of whatever the situation is. And that's why sometimes people have situations that hang on and on and on for years and years and years. So I guess the very first thing is, do you want freedom?
Yes.
Okay. Then that the angels have your back. The universe is saying, we've got your back. You have your freedom if you so choose it. So oftentimes people are like birds in gilded cages with the door open. But they've been so used to being in the cage that they forget how to fly out the door and make change happen in their life. So if that is what I'm getting a really heavy sensation in my heart chakra that's telling me that really, you doing up this woman's shoes is almost like you're giving yourself permission to make some change happen in your life because you are stepping out of your comfort zone to help this woman to do her shoes up. So doing shoes up is service, so being in service. And so there's something of service that's coming your way. The second card that dropped for you is the wedding card. Now, the wedding card doesn't always mean wedding, like in wedding bells and marriage. It also means that there's a union or a reunion or some kind of connection that is going to fill your heart with joy.
So knowing that the universe has your back, that there's nothing to worry about, that there's this joyful event of coming together with another person or opportunity or whatever it is that's really burning on your heart and mind right now to make it happen. It's a decision to make it happen, and it will happen. And that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
It do. Thank you, ladies. You really made my night, trust me, and my
that's
mind. So thank you.
You are so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome, ladies. Awesome job. And we've been at this for an hour already. My goodness. Are we moving on and doing some more? Are we complete?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, if you could keep going, Bridget, with me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to scroll up and, okay, so let's go to area code 858-860. Who didn't we do yet, Lynn? You're looking, you're the second set of eyes here. My gosh.
Oh, that's so lovely. It's okay. You know, these boards can boggle your mind. Let's see, 929 just left, or we didn't, somebody didn't, oh, 310 didn't pick up.
That's right.
We can go to 860. Oh, wait, 858 has been waiting longer. There we
yes.
go.
Yes, okay, let's do that. Okay, 858, you are live on the line. Who do we have, and where are you from?
Oh, hi, my name is Ann. Thank you so much, ladies. I tried several times at the radio show, and the line went dead when DC was giving readings, and it was about a week ago. So I'm so glad that you could pick up my phone call. And actually, my question my daughter asked me to ask, I'm not sure if that's okay on her behalf.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We can connect.
She is very much interested in the guy. His name is Kevin. She met him several times. They live in different cities. And last time she met him in January in New York City. And he went on a trip somewhere overseas, I understand, so there is not much communication. So she is interested to know if he will ask you out to see again or this is the end of their romance. She's interested in romantic relationship with him. Sometimes they did communicate about business and social media, but she is interested in him personally, like a romantic interest.
Okay, yeah, well, this is DC. I'm getting a thumbs up.
Oh.
So
okay.
I believe she's going to have the opportunity to reconnect again. And, you know, there could be, you know, more than business this time around. It could be a love connection. But I believe she'll have the opportunity at least to explore that. Okay.
Do you think that he will get back to her? Because she told me the date in New York didn't go really well. He was late for 2 hours. He didn't seem talking much. So she's kind of very frustrated. She says, I don't think if I should initiate anything after this.
I'm still getting there's a possibility for a love connection. I
okay.
mean, I would just send out maybe an email saying, hey, how are you? I was thinking about you. I hope all is well. Okay? I see a lot of beautiful angels. The angels of love are all around your daughter, and they know that she's been sort of, you know, wanting to have that special someone. Okay? Ask her to visualize, you know, what it is she is wanting in regard to love, and it may start off as a friendship that may develop into something more.
They've been friends for the last several months. On social media, they talked, video chats, and that was an opportunity for them to meet closer to the city where she lives. And that's why, well, she's upset because she didn't get to see him very often since they live in different cities. But they did communicate business, something related. And she had really hopes that when they meet eye to eye, there will be a development. And so So you think that it's still quite a possibility, right? But will he initiate this? Because she's very upset to initiate something after that New York date.
Okay. I'm getting, you know what, I'm getting a possibility of him initiating. She may actually get maybe like a phone call or like a text or something. But I think, you know, I would just say, I would, you know, just like send out a message, let her send out a message, whether she has this phone number or whatever, and say, you know, I've been thinking about you. Hope all is well. Because I feel like, you know, like he's not the one he's sort of like a little bit backward in that respect, that he doesn't initiate, you know, like communication very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that he's thinking of her. Okay.
He's thinking of her. Oh.
He is thinking of her, but I don't think he's like a good communicator in regard to, you know, sending out an email or a text or something. Okay.
So he will probably ask you out again, right? You think that it will be not just social media communication?
I'm getting it. Like there's a good possibility of exploring that like the connection that they have, and it could lead to, you know, something more. Okay.
Okay.
And okay. I feel like he doesn't let his feelings be known. He sort of keeps them within, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn and to Brenda, honey.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Ann. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
The first thing I want to ask you, and I did get some answers on your daughter's question, but I got a really intense image of blue pottery. Does that resonate for you in any way?
In your house or in my house? Because she lives separately in a different city.
I don't know. I'm just seeing like this amazing blue pottery, like the old Delft pottery, that intense blue they used to put out. I don't know why, but I'm just seeing blue pottery. So
I have in my house, I have lots of old dining sets, like from my mom, from my dad.
Is it got that beautiful blue, that sort of Delft blue? That, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
by
like
that?
A cobalt blue. I have that.
That's right.
And actually, I inherited it from my mom and dad, but she doesn't like them. She doesn't like, you know, like contemporary people. They don't like to use them, but it's mostly for display, and my mom and dad gave them to me when I got married a long time ago. So I still have like a whole cabinet in my house. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. I guess like who's ever helping to facilitate the messages that are coming through is just letting you know they're there and they're seeing the blue pottery because it's gorgeous. I love your pottery, Anne. All right. As for your daughter, the first thing I wrote down was crossed wires, and he is a big chicken. This bad date where he was late for he was 2 hours late, you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would put that, I'm feeling like there's a lot of fear in this guy. I think that the lateness, did he explain why he was so late?
He was busy with meetings, with something. Initially it was lunch, then since he was late for 2 hours and didn't even text her, she says that it was really upsetting. Then they ended up just going for tea or drinks or something, but he was very busy with conference. Who knows, you know, it looks like other people took more important role in his life that day than her. And she was pretty, you know, she spent lots of time driving there, like several hours just to see him. And she felt it was really rude, and she came completely devastated.
It was pretty rude, but I think that a wise observer would see the message that's sort of inherent in that behavior. If I were your daughter, I wouldn't settle for someone who treated me so disrespectfully. I mean, I would look elsewhere. I get that she's a beautiful and bright woman, and that, you know, if this is the way, I agree with DC. There is a potential for a connection there, but I feel like the amount of work she's going to have to do for what she's going to get in return. I don't think that's very balanced. I wouldn't pursue it too hard. Just I would tell her I wouldn't waste like a whole lot of her life force on this thing. She deserves somebody who treats her with better respect. But if she does choose to go for it, I think she's going to be dealing with a lot of fear on his part of commitment. I think the lateness for the date was probably not so accidental. I think subconsciously he was not wanting to be there. So he's chicken. He's a big old chicken. Buck, buck. So, you know, it depends how much patience she wants to develop for this thing. Depends how much work she's willing to do. But my feeling is that she's worth a lot more than this guy's willing to be for her. I would just look for someone who treats her better. But that's just what I'm saying. The space-time continuum is fluid, and she has free will. So whatever she chooses to do, you know, if it doesn't go well, there's always a lesson to learn. So there you go. I would encourage her not to allow another person's behavior to devastate her, to determine how she feels. She has the choice to not be hurt by this. This guy's behavior is nothing she can control. So, you know, she can control her own reaction. Given time, she'll work on it, and it'll be all right. But that's what I've got for you, Anne. And, again, I just love your pottery. So
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
So, you know, what a pleasure to have this opportunity to meet with you. And, of course, as a mother, your concern is for your daughter. And your daughter is gorgeous. And, you know, and the thing is, the big thing is that, as Lynn had said, your daughter has a choice of going for it. Well, that's exactly the card I pulled, was go for it. I see a proud, beautiful girl, like on a white stallion, forging forward. So it's totally up to your daughter. If she wishes to pursue it, the door is there for her to go for it. But the thing is, though, the cautionary tale is, you know, the guy's behavior was that he obviously is highly driven by his career and maybe not so by the romance. But he is very much into the friendship. So if your daughter decides to go for it, the green light is there for her to go for it and pursue it. But, again, the cautionary tale is just be aware that we're all picking up that he's probably driven by other motives. And it may be one-sided by your daughter and maybe best to really look at this very closely. And not, but the green light is there. If she wants to go for it, she's going to have to be in the driver's seat. That's what I thought.
You mean that he is not romantically interested? Because she says, if it's just business or friendship, I'm not interested. I would like romance with him. And when you mentioned green light, you mean it's a green light for romantic development or just to be friends?
Well, it like I said, it's a green light for her to move forward. But the thing is, for her to be very aware, it's not a choice, you know, it's kind of open-ended in the fact that he is there, he's always there, but his interest may not be in romance, but your daughter's is in romance. I feel that very strongly. She's getting the mixed messages because he's really not into her for romance. He's into her for friendship. And I think he's, you know, he's very driven by business and by his career, and that's going to be number one. So that's how it plays out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, sure, it does.
I think we're all cautionary towards her.
Yes, and I have one last thing to add, hon, is please tell your daughter, Anne, not to look too forward into the future. She's going way too far into the future. She's dreaming of things that really haven't happened as of yet. And, you know, for the most part, like right now, all she should expect it really with him would be friendship. And, you know, it could go further, but I would only expect friendship at the, you know, at most right now, okay?
Okay.
And as Lynn said, she has so much to offer. You know, like, why, if she had this history with this person, you know, why would she want to put, you know, more time into it? You know, she really has to think about that.
Okay.
Because Anne is a beautiful person, and there's going to be so many guys that really, you know, would love to have the opportunity to just connect with her, take her out on a date, and would not, you know, keep her waiting for an extended amount of time, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, DC. I'll let you know.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, all three of you. It was really nice to have a reading from all of you. Thank you again.
You're also getting a fourth reading because Jan, you've spoken with Jan in the past, and Jan's just messaging us, too, and saying that we're collaborating exactly with what she had said and seen in the past as well regarding this, because it sounds like this has been a historical issue that's been going on, and now you've got four of us that have all conferred together that it's really, really not what your daughter's looking for. And, you know, yeah, she can pursue it, but, you know, it's time to maybe put this in a different layer. So there you go. You've actually got four of us saying that.
Yeah, thank you. It was happening before the meeting, but after the meeting she was thinking maybe things will shift and something will open up for them, but that's what happened just a couple of weeks ago.
No.
Last month, actually. Okay.
Yeah. If something more was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you, and all the best to your beautiful daughter. And, you know, just know that there's something better out there. There is true love for her out there. And stop spinning your wheels with somebody who just wants to be a friend. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. For now. Well, ladies, I have, as DC started the show, before we got on the air, her dog was needing to go outside, and now I have my beautiful little dog bugging me to go outside. So as we begin the show, so shall we end the show. And, ladies, it's been a blast hanging out with you both and all our beautiful audience. Are you, you know, I thank you so very much for the opportunity to hang out with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Brenda.
It's so amazing, Brenda. It really has.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, any last words, gals, that we can impart before we close off for the night? How can people get a hold of you, DC? Let's let everybody know how they can get in touch with us if they wish to.
Yeah, they can connect on Facebook, or I do have a website, www.therealdclove.com. And I'm sure that they'll, you know, either way, I'll be able to get in touch with them. Thank you, Brenda.
Absolutely. And Lynn, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I was going to give the new website for the network out, and I can't remember what it is. So it's
that's okay. Maybe they can find you.
Yeah, okay.
Find them on Facebook, though, right?
Well, you know what? I'll post it on the Sacred Embers site on Facebook, because if I give it out wrong, everyone will get, like, onto the weird sites and stuff. So I'll post it after the show on the
website. Perfect. So look us up on the network on Facebook, Sacred Embers, and we have a YouTube channel, Sacred Embers. And you can find us, you know, collectively. We're here on Blog Talk Radio many, many different times during the week. There's some of us, one of us, always on the air virtually, and it's been such a wonderful opportunity. So for myself, Brenda Pierce, you can find me at Ageless Blissings with Brenda Pierce on Facebook. I have to stop and think. My website is in development, and, of course, we're all here together. You know how to get a hold of us. You've got the phone number. Call us when you hear us. We're online. We're happy to serve. And for all that we have served tonight, I want to wish you many blessings and much happiness. And for those that didn't get through this time, there's always next time. We look forward to serving you again. So thank you for being with us, and all the best. Many blessings.
Take care, everyone. Good night now.
Love and light to everyone. Thank you.